This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. I bump into stuff in the studio here. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. We're back on single payer. Single payer is this single payer. Think of this as the punchline in the Cloward and Piven joke. Okay? Think about that. Now, advocates for a single payer healthcare system, they try to address legitimate concerns for the shortcomings of our prevailing system. They believe the free market has limitations, especially in an area of such individual and social importance as healthcare. They also believe that single payer systems abroad with vastly different dynamics have admirable results that we can emulate by adopting their more evolved solution. That kind of reform is seductive. It's like the curvy woman with the soft voice that you meet at the bar. The next thing you know, you have a boiled bunny in your kitchen. The faults of the status quo are always clear, even when the causes of those faults are not. The successes of reform are promising, but unconfirmed. And it is a choice between the chemo that has been used for decades with a 30% chance of success and the new discovery with great hype, but little empirical data. The status quo is entombed in dozens of volumes, many in their third printing. The results of reform haven't made it into a first draft. Single payer is the magic solution that circumvents the greed of those who profit from healthcare. It can reduce costs and improve access without any sacrifice of quality, innovation, or service. Read that to mean wait times. They say it can eliminate the inefficiency of competition and ill-informed consumers. It is a stunning irony that to justify single payer and other market restrictions, such as certificate of need for new hospitals, the progressives use the same justification as the robber barons of the Gilded Age, when they created vast trusts and monopolies to better serve their customers. Now, progressivism, developed to protect us from the commercial special interests, has become the special interest that threatens us. Single payer decides which health care administrator, which new life-saving product or treatment facility lives or dies. J.P. Morgan and John Rockefeller would have been envious about this, that kind of power. This new efficiency in administration, unfound anywhere else in our government, will be free of the fraud that plagues Medicare and other government health care programs. The difficult decisions that we face when managing our health care will disappear, because those decisions will be made by a bureaucrat, removed from the cost and the outcome of the decision. Greed and human bias that plague the healthcare market will be replaced by the rational angels who will administer the single-payer system. But healthcare is not a single stock-keeping unit or SKU on the shelf. It is a market with thousands of products and services. Most of it is non-emergency and quite responsive to market competition. To insinuate that market forces are irrelevant because of the inability of a gunshot victim to negotiate is not at all different from suggesting that we require single payer for food distribution because a starving person is poorly positioned to compare prices. Now, our healthcare system is plagued by an accumulation of perverse incentives, mandates, cross-subsidies, market restrictions, and lack of accountability. Yet the single payers think the problem is the free market and the inability of healthcare to respond to market forces. The problem is that it does respond, and we wish to pretend that it doesn't. We want high-quality, universally available healthcare, but we don't want to pay for it. states that Salt single payer quickly abandoned that idea because the cost became clear and sharp. Our cross-subsidy is a trap. Medicare costs are partially borne by increased charges to privately insured patients, and this subsidy is eliminated with single payer, and the true cost becomes glaringly visible. We should let the market function where it can, and which it can in most healthcare decisions. Regulation should increase competition and reduce market barriers. Healthcare for the poor should be funded honestly and very transparently. Single payer can improve access, but at a cost we wish to obscure. Countries with single payer have experienced significant cost increases while quality, innovation, and wait times have worsened. Free market thinkers are considered ideologues, blind to the suffering of those without health insurance, which is quite different from being without health care. But single payers are also quite blind to the true cost of centralized control, and they're very easily seduced by promises when they can't even see the price. The military is sort of like single payer, the military benefit system, or it was in the 80s. And I never met a doctor who would work on me that liked being an army doctor, to be honest with you. I remember one guy that was a dentist, and he was complaining the whole time he was working on me. He's telling me how much work was getting done on me. Well, you know, that's why I signed up for the military. You're the ones that told me I had to come here today, and that's why I'm here today. So get the work done, sir. But for those guys, you know, what they were doing, a lot of these guys were trading. They were trading for education. They were given time of their lives and of their expertise that they were gathering in exchange for the training, and they were going to emerge from the military as doctors. But they see, for them, they had a goal to attain. That's why a lot of officers are in the military today. They go in there looking for this field to be in. They become an officer. If they keep making promotion, that means they are adequately performing the duties. And then they get out, and if, you know, depending on what level they got out at, they are fairly well set. And that's the trade-off. But, this, you know, even in the military, the single-payer thing, there were limits to what they would and would not do. And at certain points, like there was one point where I hurt my shoulder, and I was facing possibly being put out of the military, which there was a way to fix what was wrong with me. They just didn't want to put me, you know, put me in that position and then me not be available for duty. Now, with a trainee, if, you know, if you're running along and you're in basic training or something, you break your leg, if you don't want to get out, they'll hold you, and then you will pick up your training where you came out of it when you broke your leg. But I was looking at something that might would have put me out of the military prematurely for me. So I had to go looking elsewhere, and I did, and I was in Germany, and I went out on the German economy, and I got treated. So even with the single-payer solution, which I did have options, which is more in line with the free market. But single-payer is a way to take choices away from us. And the choices have to do with our life, have to do with the lives of your loved ones. This is not something we should ever hand over to a bureaucracy. They can't handle getting our mail to us. They can't handle some of this, like right now, what's, you know, Puerto Rico and all this aid trying to go to Puerto Rico and Texas and Florida and all this other stuff. How smooth is that going? So, yeah, we don't need no, we don't need single payer. We really don't. Let's not have any single payer. I really don't want any single payer. Because that is slavery. And if they ever do pass single payer, one day they'll take a decision away from you that you really don't want to give up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship to the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. One thing that seems to have knocked the Las Vegas shooting off the front pages, and in fact hardly, I mean it's hard for me to find it in certain cases, is what's happening in entertainment today. Now, the manipulation and sexual abuse of women in both politics and entertainment industries is not really news today. It's not big news. It's not some revelation that's just come out. The connection between DC and the film industry is symbiotic. It is an essential fact of both of those worlds since JFK and much earlier Fatty Arbuckle. It's pretty normal in the NFL as well. Far too many men in each of these insulated bubbles of American life seem to think that their power and fame entitles them to grope, assault, rape, and or beat women on a whim of lust or anger. When JFK was in the White House, the media that revered him never reported his liaisons, but by the time his brother Ted was in the Senate, things had changed. Ted's shenanigans became public knowledge, and when it was clear that he had been responsible for the death of a young aide in order to save himself, it wasn't a big surprise. It was well known by then that he was a very sleazy character, but that knowledge did nothing to dampen the support of the American left, not for a minute. They still adored this guy, so much so that he still thought he could become president. His ideology was more important, more valuable to the left than his wholesale lack of moral character. Then, the super predator, the super predatory character Bill Clinton, came to national attention with the Monica Lewinsky scandal, and numerous other women came forward with their personal tales of his molestations, and the left zealously defended him. And of course they did. It's what they do. For the left, ideology, power, and money trump everything else. Ethics, morality, family, truth, the country, you know, etc. They stick together like cockroaches hiding from the light. And when the light suddenly comes on, as it has on their own Harvey Weinstein, they scatter and lie like the cowards that they are. Weinstein's serial predation was common knowledge for years, well known enough to joke about it in public. No one believes those of them who now claim they are shocked at these recent revelations. No one. They all knew. Hillary knew. And Weinstein is hardly the only man of power in Hollywood or DC who behaves similarly. There are many, many more. And they might be a bit anxious at the moment as the women are coming forward in droves. Amazon Studios suspended one of their own for the same reason. The same rules of the hive do not apply on the right. Representative Tim Murphy just resigned. A pro-life Republican, it became public that he had an affair that resulted in pregnancy, and he advised the woman to have an abortion. And that was it. He was done. Gone. And he should be gone. We've already got enough hypocrites in Congress, albeit most of them are Democrats. And this is the principal divide that is so obvious in America today. One party cares only about power and money, and the other still cares about values and ethics. And the left defends the NFL players' disrespect of the flag and anthem. The right believes it is anti-American for wealthy, privileged footballers to insult the country in this fashion. The left does not respect our police, our military, and what the flag represents. The right reveres our law enforcement personnel. The left does not understand the First Amendment that says that the government may not infringe on a person's right to free speech. The right understands that it puts no such restrictions on private business employers. And this is a distinction that should have been taught in middle school, but it no longer is. And now we have a chasm bred of ignorance and anger. And the glaring difference between care for power and the left and the concern for actual people in the nation on the right. And there are, sadly at the moment, there are too many Republicans in Congress who make the common cause with the left. Too many establishment Republicans care more for their place of power than for the American people. That's why Obamacare hasn't been repealed. Trump was elected because he does care about the people, and the fact still mystifies the left, but it is abundantly clear to his supporters. The bottom line is that the left does love its scumbags like Ted Kennedy, Bill Clinton, Harvey Weinstein, whom they protected for over two decades. Rich and powerful men and women of the left sheltered and defended each of them. Weinstein gave Planned Parenthood $100,000 at a party for Hillary where the drinks they served were called toxic masculinity. How's that for sanctimonious mendacity? Who among our sainted elite are more toxic than Ted Kennedy, Bill Clinton, and Harvey Weinstein? People can argue about the psychological analysis of each man. Were they abusive jerks before they became powerful? Or did their wealth and power perversely affect their sense of propriety? Sort of seems likely to me that they were low lives to begin with. Someone forgot to teach them basic manners and respect for others. And as to why they embrace and protect and defend these men on the left, that can only be a sign of their own lack of character. We now exist in one of the craziest times, and I mean, it's a crazy time. In the news today, news people will get out there and write about things they know nothing about, as if they are, and it's not just guns. It's the same template. That's the thing. The left uses the same template for everything. They use it for health care. They're using it for amnesty, and they want to use it for with Antifa. They want to, and just the term Antifa, the anti-fascists. Aren't they the ones that go violent the whole time? Isn't that what fascism is? Isn't violence a hallmark of fascism? So, for these types that are out there like this, doing these kind of things on this kind of regular basis, I have a few issues looking at it sometimes. I mean, I look at what they're saying, and I look at how brazenly inaccurate it is. That's the thing. It is just so apparent and transparent to everybody, to me, that looks at everything they say. And yet they do it anyway. They say the same things over and over again without checking into anything. Media has become such a lazy occupation. If I were in media today and I wanted to, and that's the thing, nobody, they're all taking it. This reminds me of what happened in D.C. when they decided to take it for the team and not pursue their just cause thing. They got out there and said, well, this is going to hurt all the rest of the anti-gun places, so we're going to have to become what we don't want to be. We're not as special as we thought we were. But in order for these other people to remain special, we're going to do that. None of these people are interested in being different, in having a different viewpoint on anything. That's the astounding thing to me. That is so crazy for me to sit back and consider. That's their thing. We don't want to do this and we don't want to do that. Okay. Okay. I get it. I don't understand it, but I get it. But you predators, hey. Hey. We see you out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, once again, let me remind you that as of Saturday, lockandloadradio.com will no longer be your destination if you're looking for me online. It will be lockandloadradio.com. Just a minor change. Big difference in the website. The website, as it is, has served the show well. It has been a godsend to have that. But things change, and this is one of those things that has changed, and so we move forward. So everybody that's going to Lock and Load Radio to get the podcast or to listen there and go to the spinner and everything else, that's all moving. Website's already up. We got a few things we got need to smooth out. And that's why I'm going to give it all this week to smooth it out. Anyway. Anywhere. Now. Sometimes I went somewhere the other day and I decided to make a kit to run with if something bad happened. Do you ever get out there when you're doing that and wonder how much equipment is too much equipment in your kit? Now, for some people, they would consider this to be insignificant. How much is too much in your kit? And I can understand why some of you may think this issue is about as important as which color socks work best to kick in a door. Because who doesn't love a new gadget in their kit? So many new gadgets, so little Molly. But don't act like your wife. Don't act like the coupon hoarder. Don't act like the person that gets the stuff in the mail. If it's on sale, you gotta have it, gotta have it, gotta have it. Each piece of gear that you add to your kit comes with its own set of problems. So it's important to weigh each piece on your tactical scale to see if the extra weight is worth it. And if you are a gear hoarder, like I was, and in some cases still am, please allow me to point you to the road of recovery. I don't care if it's your gloves, or your helmet, or your mag pouch, or underwear. Every single thing you wear and where it's placed should have a legitimate use and reason why it's in that specific location. So if you molly or attach something to your ballistic carrier just because it's the only space available, you're putting yourself in danger with that. Remember, when you put that gear on and you get your weapons at the high ready and you just got to squeeze up, take that first door, don't ever forget that being part of a team is about saving your buddy's life and not your own. And if you're a burden because you don't know how to access your equipment, or you just have too much stuff attached to you because you think it looks cool, you're really putting your team at risk, thus yourself at risk. So when it comes to equipment on a team, there are basic or standard issue items that are going to go in your kit, but there are other items that maybe one or two other operators on the team are going to have to need. And if you have a primary and a secondary shotgun breacher assigned, for example, why do you have shotgun pouches and ammo on your kit? That kind of thing. Ditch the extra stuff and save the weight. Now, one thing about building a kit, which this is all new for me, building this kit. I'm very lucky to have AR-500 armor on board because they have the necessary components I need to build the kit. And they have sent me the stuff. And if you haven't seen the video of the initial build of the kit, you should go look at it on YouTube. Because I'm trying to be almost like modern, you know, Scandinavian furniture design. I'm trying to be as sparse as I can and as little stuff as I can have on it. But as soon as I get to that point where I think I'm where I need to be, then I need to put the thing on. And then I need to move around with my weapon, unloaded, of course, dry firing. I need to practice reloading from these positions wherever I have magazines stuffed on the carrier. And I need to see how that's all going to work, because I may need to redo it. Like in the initial video, I put the trauma kit on the right side. Now I'm going to move it to the left. I've got ammunition pouches dead center. I'm going to move the trauma kit to the left. And then behind that, I'm going to put two additional ammo pouches for AR-15 magazines. I'm going to design a belt of some sort to wear, but I mean, I'm going to have stuff on the belt as much as possible. But I'm going to have to practice with it on. Now, in the beginning, if you don't want to practice with it with the plates in it, of course, take the plates out. Do it as lightweight as you possibly can. And put it on without anything on the kit. Don't have your ammo on or anything else, because that's going to be heavy. So putting it on in the beginning, and there's sort of a trick to it. You know, you leave one side put together, and you leave the other side not put together, and you use that side to get into, and then you secure the other side, and E-I-E-I-O. You'll find out that your tactical gear is just enough when you're comfortable wearing and moving and accessing everything. Now, there are mishaps that have occurred with people wearing this kind of stuff. First happened about 3 years ago. An operator was at the range in full kit doing live fire transition drills. He was using an MK-18.556 rifle and a SIG 229 RDAK double-action 40 caliber pistol. The drill was to fire two rifle rounds at 10 yards, place the weapon on safe, and as you begin your transition of letting the rifle hang on the sling, draw your pistol simultaneously and fire two pistol rounds at 7 yards. During one of the drills, he either didn't put his weapon fully on safe or his kit hit the safety. Right? If you're running a sling and your safety is up against your chest, you may toggle your safety out of safe. So as he dropped the weight of the rifle to the sling, he fired 1.556 round in and out of the side of his calf through his boot and ended up in the top of his foot. They found out he had added two things to the front of his kit. The front that was already stacked with backup ammo between firing sequences, and that extra bulk is what ended up knocking the weapon out of safe and pulling the trigger. Now, when you're looking at one of these setups, that doesn't occur to most people. But you have all of these things coming off of you. And, yeah, they can do things like accidentally flip your switch from safe to fire. So that's another thing. You also have to design the sling to where when the sling hangs, it's not hanging and banging on top of your equipment. And if you set it up and then you add something to it that you either didn't have when you set it up the first time or you set it up without adjusting everything to go along with it, every time you add something to that carrier, you have got to adjust everything else along with it. Because that carrier has a lot of stuff that you're going to need, but at the same time, these are all things sticking out away from this nice, smooth. It's not smooth out there. So, yeah, it can, if your weapon's hitting it, I think this is why a lot of guys have gone with two-point slings instead of single points, because the two-point sling, you can cinch that up to where it does, the weapon just doesn't move on you. And if it does actually, you know, when it's up tight against you, it doesn't matter what happens. Nothing's going to move while it's up tight against you, right? I don't know. Single point slings, I have one currently. I'm trying to think whether I'm going to figure out a way to go with a 2-point. I don't know. But if you're going to run one of these things, and you're going to have to do dry runs in it. You're going to have to get used to moving with it on. You're going to have to get used to shooting with it on. Now, if you do it often, you'll become a master of your equipment. And that's a very key facet in fulfilling your responsibility as a defender. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way!
Thank goodness.
Lost in the giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.
No worries. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
I'm so glad you found me.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Lock and load. Another reminder, lockandloadradio.com is changing to lockandloadradio.com. That's not a whole lot of difference, is it, Jason? I mean, I must have caught Jason at a bad time. We're moving things, we're making things better, and couple of bumps we need to smooth out as we go that way. But come Saturday, Lock and Load Radio will be no more. It has almost become a pastime for members of the media to take swipes at the president and at his base. And CNN contributor Brian Karam, who is the executive editor for Sentinel Newspapers and the White House correspondent for Playboy. Somebody explain to me how those two jobs come together. He hit that out of the ballpark last week by saying what's left of Trump's base of support is pretty much made up of Nazis and white supremacists. On Monday, he made this observation on CNN where the panel was discussing the social media war that erupted between Trump and Senator Corker. Corker said that Trump was leading us to World War III. Karam said, as his Trump's support has slipped slightly, you've seen his rhetoric go further and further to the extreme to embrace a base that includes David Duke and white supremacists and the Nazi Party. Is David Duke still doing anything today? Why do we always go back to David Duke? Now, Wolf Blitzer pushed back, saying Trump is not embracing those groups, which Karam agreed. No, that's the group. He's not embracing them, but that's what's left in that group. And there are a lot of people in the group that belong to those particular and, sort of got away from there. And he added that that may not be the case, and Blitzer said it was a small group of people, though he stopped sort of saying it, describing the way Trump uses Twitter. Now, I was rather open in my vote for Trump. And I don't think I am a white supremacist. I know I am not a Nazi. And I know this goes for others who voted for Trump as well. And there is no widespread Nazi movement in America. Neither is there a successful white supremacist movement in the country anymore. They've been relegated to being clowns. They're relics of an older time. The Ku Klux Klan has members reportedly in the low thousands, not millions, though the leftist media reports this like this group is about as vibrant and, it's a big, healthy political movement. Klan members have certainly voted for Republicans and Democrats in past elections, and it doesn't mean those parties represent their interests. pretty sure Bernie Sanders is not one to support the attempted assassination of congressmen like his supporter James Hodgkinson did. Yet there is an ugly element that has made it known that they support Trump for the press, but that's about it. And everyone else, the overwhelming majority of Trump and Republican voters, are just patriotic, hardworking folks who want to provide for the families, and that's all. And they were forgotten for years. And they found someone who would finally listen to them. Even CNN ventured into Trump country and found these voters. Not a scintilla of national socialism running through their veins. Just because someone isn't a leftist or a Democrat, a city resident, or a Hillary Clinton supporter, doesn't make them a Nazi. Now, in other news, and I'm using this because everybody in media takes it upon them, no matter what part of media they're in, they take it upon themselves constantly to lecture you. And that sort of makes me sick. Now we know about Harvey Weinstein. We know that NBC spiked the story. Now you have former Olympic gymnast Dominique Moissonneau. She's making similar claims about the network, saying that when her memoir, Off Balance, was published in 2012, she was told that NBC attempted to bury the story she wrote about in her book. She claimed that she faced emotional and physical abuse from her coaches, Bella and Marta Caroli. Moissonneau was the youngest member of the Magnificent Seven team that won the gold medal in the 1996 Summer Olympics. In a series of tweets, she said that she has been told from producers that NBC told us not to go near your story and refused to cover any of the claims made in her book regarding USA Gymnastics. NBC owns the rights to the Olympics. USA Gymnastics has dealt with its own series of sexual abuse scandals in recent years. Longtime team doctor Larry Nassar, who worked with Special Olympic and World Championship teams for decades, was arrested on federal child pornography charges in late 2016. Several gymnasts, including former Olympians, have come forward and said that Nassar sexually abused them under the guise of treating their back pain. Another former Team USA coach, Marvin Sharp, was arrested in 2015 for child pornography and was accused of molesting gymnasts. He committed suicide in prison. In March, a bipartisan group of senators introduced a bill to combat sexual abuse in sports. If these claims are true, something is really wrong at the National Broadcasting Company. These cases should be reported on, and there should be action taken based upon them. They should not be buried. Where's all the, you know, I keep being, all this virtue signaling about feelings and, with transgenders, I'm told that I have to use their pronoun in certain places or I'll go to jail. And yet it's okay to take a child who's been, that has a talent for gymnastics and abuse them, molest them. This is the kind of talking out of both sides of their face stuff that we need to understand is just what they are. Now, most Olympic athletes, for example, and a preponderance of people in media, a preponderance of people in entertainment, when they start young, they by the time they're 40. And, 40 is not an unproductive age, but by the time an actor or actress is 40 years old, especially if you're a female, where do you go then? What becomes of you then? Are you done working? We look at this and we say to ourselves, I say to myself, these young people are out here trusting adults. And like Kate Beckinsale, she was just a kid when Harvey Weinstein walked up on her. She was just a teenager. And, he got away with that for years and years and years. And who among these people that go into this, whether it is gymnastics or acting or whatever it is, who out there wants to make the sacrifices and get to the point of being at the precipice and then isn't going to do what that last thing they have to do that turns out to be the worst thing they ever allowed to happen to them? How is that a meritocracy? It isn't. So far as I can see, the only one that has stood up to any of these people was Brad Pitt. When Harvey Weinstein went up at Gwyneth Paltrow, he got in his face and said, if you ever do that again, I'll clean the floor up with you, buddy. That's the only one I know of that I've heard anything about. And everybody else, Clooney, Streep, all these other people, haven't heard nothing about it. And Weinstein was he was very ubiquitous in entertainment. And that part of it is the saddest part of it, I think, that he was that ubiquitous. And what are we telling the youth of America? What are we saying if this guy doesn't go away for a long time? And he is not repentant. He's only repentant about the fact that he got caught. He didn't want to be caught. He's been, you know, his wife has left him, but he's still a very powerful man. But we'll expand on that a little bit when we get back, shall we? Yeah. Hour number 3 is inbound. When we get back, more on The Rant. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.